We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 8:05 and 55 seconds to go right along with it on this Wednesday evening on Your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666 for another two-hour Wednesday schmooze right up until Chris Moore. And Chris coming your way at 10 on Your Fan, New York City. And joining us now, Stefan Bondi of the New York Daily News. He covers the unwatchables. And Stefan, first of all, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
Yeah, no problem. Normally, the coach isn't fired until February. This is a new one.
Well, before we get to that, and we do want to get to that, of course, first of all, question number one, covering the Knickerbockers, and I refer to them as the unwatchables that we don't watch, we basically rubberneck the Knickerbockers. How do you, as good a writer as the Daily News or any newspaper anywhere has, how do you keep your sanity covering this team?
Well, you know what? I don't know anything else. I've never covered a good basketball team. I've covered the best team I cover. I used to cover the Nets. They had 1 year when they won a playoff series,
right.
And even that season, they fell below expectations. So I don't know any better. This is what I'm used to. This is my normal.
All right, last night's game. Now you can help me because I have a lot of respect for you, and you probably know if you listened to me before that there's a lot more I don't know that do. Can you explain in, like, layman's terms why in the fourth quarter last night this guy whose hair is as big as the rest of his body comes off the bench and hits Cody White, or is it Cody or Colby?
Kobe.
Yeah. Okay, well, I did that on purpose because we were talking about him last night. The 7-3s, why can you explain to me why didn't somebody go out there and make him feel uncomfortable playing a little bit of defense, raising their arms, challenging or contesting a shot? Can you explain why he was as comfortable as he was taking those 7-3s?
Well, in the beginning of the fourth quarter, for reasons I do not know, David Fizdale put his worst five defenders on the entire team out on the floor at the same time. And at that point, you know, Cody White is not really a great three-point shooter. He was just having a great night, and like you said, he was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once he got it going, the Knicks had to have closed out a lot better than they did, and they didn't. I mean, like you said, I mean, he was wide open. You know, some of those shots were from, you know, a distance that you don't expect him to connect on, which, mm-hmm. you know, to some degree you understand why mm-hmm. they tried to leave. They left him open from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, this is not just a one-game thing. I mean, this has been a terrible defensive team ever since David Fizdale took over. And even before that, under Jeff Hornacek, I mean, they've never had a good defense for as long as I've been covering them.
Yeah. Well, and we're talking with Stefan Bondi of the Daily News covering the unwatchables. I've been saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll listen to what you have to say. I've been saying that they have four forwards out there and no point guards. Am I that far off?
No, you're spot on. You know, they're free. They had $70 million in free agency. And they signed four power forwards, and two of them, two of the most expensive, too. Well, actually, three of them, the three most expensive: Marcus Morris, Julius Randle, and Bobby Portis basically are the same type of player. They're all the same type of player. And they don't work well together. And Marcus Morris and Julius Randle are on the floor together all the time. So it is a poorly constructed roster. I don't understand why they went this route after they struck out on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. But they clearly expected, or at least Steve Mills sold James Dolan on the idea, that this was going to be a competitive team. But it's not constructed the proper way. And you mentioned the point guard situation. Frank Ntilikina, you know, he has a lot of potential, especially as a defensive player, mm-hmm. a perimeter defender. But in an ideal world, he's a two guard. And they've been playing point guard right now because they don't have anybody else. Because Dennis Smith Jr., he just got back from mourning the death of his stepmother. But mm-hmm. when he has played, he's been unplayable. And Elfrid Payton has been out with a sore hamstring. And none of them can really shoot. So it's just, like I said, it's a poorly constructed roster. I don't know why Steve Mills thought this would be a playoff-type team, because it's just not.
Yeah. Oh, well. But we did think it would be better. Mm-hmm. You know, but the bottom line here is they didn't get Durant. They didn't get Irving. They didn't get Kemba Walker. They didn't get Anthony Davis. They didn't get any stars that might have drawn your attention, that might have helped the team be better. And they had no place to go but up after 17 wins last season. How much of this is the roster? And of course, we know from General Mills, as I call him, and Commodore Perry, how much of it is them putting together an ill-advised, dysfunctional roster, and how much of it is Fizdale, who, as I have been saying, what the Knickerbockers are good at is not developing players, but developing scapegoats. And scapegoat number one is Fizdale. How much of this is on him? How much on the front office?
All right. Well, let me start by this, saying this. To be clear, Fizdale has not done a good job. Okay. I mean, since he started, I think the bare minimum he should have tried to do was establish some sort of identity, or at least show us how he wants them to play. Even if he doesn't have the players to do it, he should have showed us how the style of play that he wants to institute when he does get good players. Mm-hmm. We saw Kenny Atkinson do that in Brooklyn when they struggled for a few years. We at least knew what Kenny Atkinson wanted to do. With that being said, Steve Mills and Scott Perry picked David Fizdale. They picked David Fizdale over Mike Budenholzer, who was the coach of the year. They constructed a roster that is not good. So, you know, when you give a coach this situation, I think it's largely on the front office, who traded away, by the way, the best player on the team, Kristaps Porzingis,
right.
And for cap space to sign two players that ended up with the crosstown rivals. So I say most of what is going on, the vast majority of what is going on, should fall on the shoulders of the front office, Steve Mills and Scott Perry.
Did they say what they said the other day, greasing the skids and setting up as scapegoat number one, even though he hasn't been the good coach, although you give him Durant, you give him Irving, and all of a sudden he looks a lot better. But
right.
The bottom line, did Mills and Perry do what they did, speaking out on their own, or do you think they were told to do so by Dolan?
I think they were told to do so by Dolan.
Me too.
Steve Mills, Steve Mills, they. I had noticed during the game, it was about halftime, all three of them left their seats at the same time. Now, that's common. Typically, they do meet during the game. But this meeting lasted through the third quarter. I mean, Dolan did not return to his seat until after the third quarter was over, until the beginning of the fourth quarter. And Steve Mills and Scott Perry never returned to their seats. And my understanding was Dolan let them know how disappointed he was and basically prompted them to hold that press conference, because Steve Mills and Scott Perry, they typically don't want to speak publicly. And when you hear them speak, you can understand why almost, you know what I mean? I think that was a Dolan production. And I think Steve Mills and Scott Perry are feeling the heat from the owner, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, they won 17 games last year, which was tied the worst in franchise history. They're on the way towards another losing season. So they're feeling the heat, and who they pass the blame to, it's the coach. And that's the way it works at the Garden.
Is Isaiah Thomas somewhere nearby, Dolan?
No, I haven't seen him. I have not seen him recently. Last night, he was the president of the Liberty, but then Joe Tsai bought the Liberty, and I have not seen Isaiah Thomas since.
Yeah. Who would Mark Jackson, when Fizdale does go, and we are all led to believe that it is more a matter of just when is it going to happen, as you kind of alluded to right at the very top of the interview, do you think Mark Jackson would be taking over for Fizdale?
Well, let me go back a little bit and say there's always the possibility, however remote, that the Knicks can go on a winning streak and Fizdale saves his job. So that's still a possibility. But, you know, assuming that doesn't happen, I think the route that they're going to go is not hire a full-time coach, but go to the interim route. And then, you know, see how, and if the interim is able to lift the team up in a way that David Fizdale was not able to, that would save the jobs of Steve Mills and Scott Perry. You know, I don't see, I think to me it would be a huge, huge mistake for Dolan to allow Steve Mills and Scott Perry to hire the next full-time coach. I say you go the interim route, and if it doesn't work out then and you see that the team still is not good, then you hire a new front office and you let that front office hire the new coach. I think that would be the best route to go for them.
Well, if you take a look at the record, you know, since they've been calling the shots per se and running with the front office, if you take a look at their record, it's a huge, losing, awful, terrible, embarrassing record. When would Dolan fire them if they are going to be fired at all?
Right. You'd wonder when it was going to happen, especially with Steve Mills, who has been here for the better part of the last 20 years. But, you know Dolan, he is loyal to people that he trusts and people that he knows have his back, I guess. You know, even with the Rangers, how long did Glenn Sather last? You know, through some losing times in the beginning, and he ended up working out. Isaiah Thomas, you mentioned him before. So Dolan is loyal to his guys, but I think Steve Mills, when he elevated himself to president, because he was a GM under Phil Jackson, but when he elevated himself to president of the Knicks, he put himself in the spotlight. And right now, it's clear that that's not who he is. I mean, he came in with a business background. He had no experience in basketball operations when he took the GM job back in 2013. And, you know, this is not, he's shown that as a talent evaluator, he just doesn't have it. So, you know, I think the prudent route right now, if they fire David Fizdale, like I said, go the interim route, and then assess the front office after the season.
Does Dolan's KGB follow you around like they did Frank Isola?
Well, I mean, I have not done a one-on-one interview with a player, I don't think. That's not true. I apologize, no. But yes, whatever interview I do is usually accompanied by a PR representative. But that's, you know, that's everybody. That's the way they do things at the Garden. That's the PR philosophy.
And can you believe that some of us actually think Dolan is paranoid? How silly.
No, he's not. He brushes everything off, right? He doesn't care, not a care in the world.
Is he? And we're finishing up with Stefan Bondi of the Daily News, who covers the New York Knickerbockers. Dolan is involved with some legal issue, is he not, with a Southern California individual? I can't think of the name. And Dolan
Steve
wants
Ballmer.
Yeah, Ballmer, right. And he wants to build, what, an arena in Inglewood, and Dolan doesn't want that, correct?
Yeah, so what's happening, I think this is very interesting, not just for the New York basketball atmosphere, but also the NBA at large. I think it's a pretty big story. Is Dolan owns the Fabulous Forum out there in Inglewood, California,
right?
And Ballmer is trying to build his new Clippers arena basically less than a mile away, and the NBA is all for it. because right now the Clippers and the Lakers share the Staples Center, and they, you know, it would ease scheduling conflicts and all that stuff. And now the Clippers are on the rise, so they really do deserve their own arena. But Dolan, because of competition purposes, is totally against it, and he's fighting them tooth and nail. He's taking them to court. It's gotten pretty messy.
Yeah.
So, but in this fight, not only is Dolan going up against Steve Ballmer, who's one of the richest people in the world as a co-founder of Microsoft, but also Adam Silver in the NBA. So it's a very interesting story, and there's not going to be a resolution anytime soon, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, James Dolan, winning friends, influencing people whenever and wherever he can. I can't thank you enough, Stefan, for giving us a couple of minutes of your time. You sound sane, and that isn't something... We were certainly hoping we were going to be listening to a very sane Mr. Bondi after having to cover the Knicks.
Well, I told you, this is my norm. I'm used to this.
Thanks.
This is my comfort zone. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.